This is Vesak Amuli of the 10th of April, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to salvage Bharat. At this time, you children become the Father's helpers. Only Bharat is an ancient land. Question. What small things obstruct you from climbing up to the high destination? Answer. If there is the slightest interest in anything, if you don't have an attitude free from attraction, if your intellect is engrossed in wearing good clothes or eating good food, then those things obstruct you from reaching the high destination. This is why Baba says, children, have simplicity. You have to forget everything. Even your body should not be remembered. Om Shanti. It has been explained to you children that this Bharat is an imperishable land and that its original name is Bharat. The name Hindustan was given later. Bharat is called a spiritual land. It is an ancient land. When there was the land of Bharat in the New World, there were no other lands. The main religions are those of Islam, Buddhism, and Christianity. There are now so many lands. Bharat is an imperishable land. It was called Heaven, Swag. In the New World, there is only the one land of Bharat. The creator of that New World is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Creator of Heaven, Heavenly God the Father. The people of Bharat know that this Bharat is an imperishable land. Bharat was heaven. When someone dies, people say that he has gone to heaven, as though heaven were up above. They have shown images of heaven in the Diwala temple, above on the ceiling. It doesn't enter anyone's intellect that Bharat used to be heaven. However, it is no longer that, it is now hell. This is ignorance. There are the two things, knowledge and ignorance. Knowledge is called the day and ignorance is called the night. It is said, extreme light and extreme darkness. Light means the rise and darkness means the fall. People go to see the sun setting, to see the sunset, but that is a limited matter. For this, it is said, the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. Brahma is the father of people. Therefore, he is definitely the father of all people. When the Satguru gives the ointment of this knowledge, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. No one in the world understands these things. This is new knowledge for the new world. For heaven, you need knowledge from Heavenly God the Father. It is sung, the Father is knowledgeful. He is therefore the teacher. The Father is called the purifier. No one else can be called the purifier. Even Sri Krishna cannot be called that. The Father of all is one. Sri Krishna cannot be the Father of all. When he grows up and marries, he becomes the father of one or two children. Radhe and Krishna are called a princess and prince. They must have been married at some point. Only after their marriage can they become parents. They couldn't be called God the World Father Only the one incorporeal Father can be called God the World Father. Shiv Baba cannot be called the Great-Great-Grandfather. The Great-Great-Grandfather is Prajapita Brahma. The genealogical tree emerges from him. That one is incorporeal God the Father. He is the Father of all incorporeal souls. On the path of devotion, incorporeal souls here in bodies call out to him. You are listening to all of these new things. These are not written accurately in any of the scriptures. The Father says, I sit here and personally explain to you children. All of this knowledge then disappears. Then, when the Father comes, he gives this accurate knowledge. Only to you children does he explain personally and give the inheritance. Later on, the scriptures are created. They cannot be created accurately because the world of truth finishes and it becomes a land of falsehood. Therefore, there would only be false things because there is only the stage of descent. It is with truth that there is the stage of ascent. Devotion is the night. People stumble around in the darkness of the night. They continue to bow their heads. There is such extreme darkness. People don't know anything. They continue to stumble from door to door. There is the rise and fall of this sun, which the children go to see. You children now have to see the rise of the sun of knowledge. There is the rise of Bharat and the downfall of Bharat. Bharat sinks just like the sun. In the story of the true Narayan, they show how the boat of Bharat sinks. Then the Father comes and salvages it. You are once again salvaging this Bharat. Only you children understand this. You send out invitations for this exhibition, and the title of it, Construction of the New World, is correct. It is an exhibition of how that new world is established. This explanation is given with pictures. Therefore, it will be good if that name continues. You show how that new world is established and how there is the rise of that new world. There is definitely the fall of this old world. And that is why you show how there is the rise. There is also a story of how you claim the kingdom and how you then lose it. What was there 5,000 years ago? It would be said that there was the Sun Dynasty Kingdom. Then the Moon Dynasty Kingdom was established. Those people claim the kingdom from one another. They show that they claimed the kingdom from so-and-so. They do not understand the picture of the ladder. Only the Father explains how you went into the Silver Age from the Golden Age, how you continued to come down the ladder. This is a ladder of 84 births. You have to come down this ladder and then go up it. The secret of the downfall has to be explained. For how long there is the downfall of Bharat, and for how long there is the rise of Bharat. The fall and rise are of the people of Bharat. You have to churn the ocean of this knowledge about how to tempt people. Then you also have to send them invitations. Brothers and sisters, come and understand. First, tell them the Father's praise. There should be a board with Shiv Baba's praise on it. Come and claim your Sun and Moon Dynasty inheritance from Shiv Baba, the purifier, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of purity, the ocean of happiness and peace, the ocean of prosperity, the bestower of salvation for all, the father of the world, the teacher of the world, and the guru of the world. People would then know the Father. The praise of the Father is different from the praise of Sri Krishna. This is in the intellects of you children. Serviceable children will run around all day. They would even take leave from their worldly jobs and engage themselves in doing spiritual service. This is the godly government. If you daughters especially engage yourselves in doing such service, you can glorify the name a great deal. Serviceable children are sustained very well because Shiv Baba's treasure store is overflowing. The treasure store you eat from is always overflowing, and it removes your sorrow and suffering. You belong to the clan of Shiva. He is the creator, and this is his creation. The name Babul, father, is very sweet. Shiva is also the bridegroom. The praise of Shiv Baba is completely distinct. When you write the word incorporeal, they think that he doesn't have a form. Shiv Baba is the most beloved. You definitely have to write supremely beloved. At this time, they have a battlefield, and you also have a battlefield. Nonviolent Shiv Shaktis has been remembered. However, people have portrayed goddesses with weapons and made them out to be violent. In fact, you claim the sovereignty of the world with remembrance and the power of yoga. There is no question of weapons, etc. There is a lot of influence of the Ganges. Many will have visions. On the path of devotion, they believe that it is only when they take some water of the Ganges that they can receive salvation. That is why they continue to speak of the incognito Ganges. They say that the Ganges emerged at the place where the arrow landed. They even show the Ganges emerging from a galmuk, the cow's mouth. If you ask them, they would say that an incognito Ganges is emerging. They have shown the incognito Saraswati at the Trivini, where three rivers meet. They have made up many stories. Here, there is just the one thing, just Alpha, that's all. Allah comes and establishes Bahist, heaven. Kuda establishes heaven. Ishwar establishes heaven. In fact, God is one. They have given him many different names in their own languages, but they definitely do understand that they will receive the sovereignty of heaven from Allah. Here, the Father says, Man Man Above. By remembering the Father, you will definitely remember your inheritance. The creation of the Creator is heaven. It cannot be said that Rama, God, created hell. The people of Bharat don't know who the incorporeal Creator is. You know that the creator of hell is Ravan, whose effigy people burn. The sapling of the path of devotion grows very large in the kingdom of Ravan. They have created a fearsome form of Ravan. They even say that Ravan is their enemy. The father has explained that there is such great expansion, which is why they make a Ravan with a big body. Shiv Baba is just a point, but they represent him with a large image. How could a point be worshipped? They have to become worshippers. It is said of souls that a wonderful star shines in the center of the forehead. Then they say that each soul is the supreme soul. So how could he be brighter than 1,000 suns? They speak of the soul, but they don't understand it. If God were brighter than 1,000 suns, how could he enter everyone? They have said such wrong things, and look what they have now become by listening to them. They say that each soul is the supreme soul. Therefore, the Father's form should also be the same. However, they have made his form larger in order to worship him. They make such big stone images as tall as the Pandavas. They have been made in some caves. They don't understand anything. This is a study. A business is different from a study. Baba teaches you and also teaches you this business. On the board, there should also first be praise of the Father. The full praise of the Father has to be written. These things enter the intellects of you children, number wise, according to the efforts you make. For this is why they say that there are elephant riders and horse riders. It is not a question of weapons, etc. The Father opens the locks on your intellects. No one else can open these Godridge locks. When any children come to meet the Father, Baba asks them, "Have we met before? Have we met in this place on this day before?" The children reply, "Yes, Baba, we met 5,000 years ago." No one else can ask these things in the same way. These are such deep matters and have to be understood. Baba explains this knowledge in so many clever ways that you imbibe them, number wise. The praise of Shiv Baba is separate from the praise of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Each one's part is individual. The part of one cannot be the same as another's. This drama is eternal. It will then repeat. It is now in your intellects how you go to the incorporeal world and how you then come down here to play your parts. You go up via the subtle region. When you come back down, the subtle region doesn't exist. No one there has visions of the subtle region. No one there does tapasya to have visions of the subtle region because no one there knows about it. There won't be devotees of the subtle region. The subtle region is created now so that you can go back via the subtle region and then go to that new world. At this time, you continue to go and return from there. You are now engaged, and this is your mother's home. Vishnu is not called the father. That is your in-law's home. When a girl goes to her in-law's house, she leaves all her old clothes behind. You completely leave this old world behind. There is so much difference between your simplicity and theirs. You have to remain completely free from attraction. Body consciousness also has to be broken. When you put on an expensive sari, you immediately become body conscious and forget that you are a soul. At this time, you are in exile. You have simplicity. Simplicity and the stage of retirement are the same thing. Your bodies have to be shed. Therefore, would you not renounce the sari? Sometimes, when someone receives a cheap sari, her heart shrinks. You should be happy that you receive something cheap. Good things have to be looked after very carefully. The trivial things of wearing good clothes and eating good food also obstruct you from reaching your high destination. The destination is very high. They tell a religious story about a wife told her husband to renounce even his walking stick. The father says, "These old clothes and this old world are all to finish. Therefore, break your intellect's yoga away from this whole world." This is called unlimited renunciation. Sannyasis used to have limited renunciation, but they have now started to settle inside the cities. Previously, they had a lot of strength. How can there be praise of those who come down? New souls will continue to come down to play their parts till the end. How much strength would they have? You take the full 84 births. A very good intellect is needed to understand all of these things. Serviceable children will continue to have a lot of enthusiasm for doing service. The children of the ocean of knowledge should give lectures with enthusiasm like Baba does. One shouldn't be disheartened in this. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Make your intellect have unlimited renunciation. It is now time to return home. Therefore, remain free from any attraction to this old world and these old bodies. 2. Remain cheerful while observing every scene of the drama. Blessing. May you make Bhaktada your companion and thereby become an easy yogi who does everything with double force. When carrying out any work, make Bhaktada your companion, and the work will then be done with double force. You will also very easily remain aware of him, because someone who is constantly with you is naturally remembered. By your being a companion in this way, and by constantly having the company of the truth in your intellect, you will become an easy yogi. Because of having this powerful company, you will complete every task with double force and experience success. Slogan: a Maharati is one who is never influenced by any external influence of Maya. Avyakta signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Sweetness is the greatness of Brahman life. Where there is sweetness, there is also purity. There cannot be sweetness without purity. Constantly remain sweet. This is the basis of success in the service you do. To the extent that you have this intoxication in your intellect, there should accordingly be humility in your actions and sweetness in your words. By your maintaining such intoxication, there will never be a loss. Those who are to attain success will remain humble and constructive. They will pick up virtues in every situation and fill them with sweetness. Om Shanti.